Hello and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today, my guest is Austin Carroll, who is founder and CEO at Warrant. Austin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we always start with that same question for everyone. So here it is for you. Why, Austin, do you do what you do?
So really, how I ended up as a CEO of a marketing compliance software company, which of course every little girl in when they're growing up, they want to be. But I think at the end of the day, why I do what I do is because I was a marketer, I understand it's a really difficult job to kind of steer a business to who they should go after and how they should reach them. And you're spending a lot of money and you need to justify it. It's a really difficult job. And compliance is one of those things that consistently blocks marketers in financial services. It's a place of a lot of frustration. So I really want to make lives easier for marketers. So that's what gets me up every single day is believing that we are making a difference and we are making people's jobs just slightly better. So that's really what drives me.
That is an excellent reason why you do what you do. You've actually lived it yourself. And it also feels like you like to help people make things easier. So that's a great why to do what you do. Now, what is that number one use case that Warrant solves for?
Yes, our number one use case is really marketing compliance reviews. So in financial institutions and insurance firms today, and also in smaller startups, even like fintechs and insurtechs, most of the marketing material that you see on Instagram and on billboards, that has to go through legal and compliance reviews. These reviews can be really lengthy. Sometimes on average, they take, 3 weeks on the low end, and sometimes they can take up to 6 months just going back and forth and really deciding like what you can say and what you can't say. So what Warrant does is really streamline that process by answering that, age-old question, can I say this, instantly when you're drafting the material? And then it facilitates the approval process for you. So it reminds people when you have a deadline looming and they need to go ahead and log in and review it. And then you have all your record keeping as well. That's super important because at the end of the day, regulators can come in, and they do usually at least once every 2 years. And they say, hey, let me see all of your marketing that you've done over the last year. I don't know about you, but I don't even know what I did 2 weeks ago, let alone over the last year. So Warrant keeps all of those records really easy to access. So you can respond to those audits without, taking everyone on the team doing a mad dash through emails.
So helping with that marketing communication and making sure that it's all done right and it is compliant while also documenting it in the process. I think that is very, very valuable. And I think for those people who have been involved in that process, they know it can be quite painful and cumbersome. So actually getting help in that is amazing that Warrant is doing that. Now, how do your customers talk about the value that they get from the platform? What are their words?
Most of our customers, they come to us because they're looking to save time. They're looking to unblock the revenue that's trapped in these lengthy approval cycles. So that's typically how our customers like to think about us. We've seen one customer go from 6 hours in reviewing material on average to 15 minutes in reviewing material. So it's a huge amount of time savings. The second point is really something that is, more intrinsic value, where compliance officers and lawyers for so long, they felt like they're the bad guy. They've been like, you can't do this. You can't do this. No, 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 no. And now they don't need to be those people anymore. They can say, oh, Warrant said this. Like, I don't know, maybe we should consider it. And in fact, they're usually less strict than Warrant. I like to think Warrant's kind of a little crabby. Like, it finds things and you're like, oh, maybe not. So it really enables the team of legal, compliance, and marketing to come together and, and be friends in a way that has always felt like a really strained relationship in the past.
Yeah, I could totally see that, how it saves time, but it also creates better collaboration with everyone. And obviously it's part of the process. It isn't just like, hey, I do one thing and then I throw it over the fence, proverbially, and then let other people sort of throw it back and say, no, not right, do it again. It feels much more collaborative, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how things have always been done. There are, you know, legacy platforms in this space that are designed just for compliance. And no marketers can use them. They're not for marketing at all. And I think it's so silly that we've been doing it that way. And it's even sillier to continue to do that way when we have, you know, these new AI tools. We need a single source of truth, a single source of data that's shared between compliance and marketing and legal. Because how else then are we supposed to embrace this new world of having AI agents be able to look through that data and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking. So we don't know what the future is going to bring, not even tomorrow. But what we can do is think about a possible future. And we're actually going to think 10 years out, 2035. What do you think the world of banking, compliance, AI platforms, what do you think that looks like 10 years from now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's really hard to kind of think that far ahead, especially when we're seeing such dramatic changes on the regulatory environment right now that we've never really seen before. We've seen the state start to take a more active role in regulations, which is, you know, concerning, especially if you're in all 50 states. If you're in one state, you're probably fine. But I will say that that is something that I would be really interested to see. What does the regulatory environment look like in 10 years from now? I think we're going to see AI regulations. I think if you are doing marketing using AI, you're going to need to disclose it. That will make every industry need to think about marketing compliance in a way that a lot of industries have not thought about marketing compliance at all. Like, I used to be in entertainment marketing when I started my career. We once called a play a thriller. It was a rom-com, but we got away with it because, you know, it's a play. But I do think we'll see less of that kind of lackadaisical, like, point of view. If more and more companies are going to be using AI, they're going to need to disclose that these images, the copy is AI generated. So I think that that's going to be a massive shift. The second, of course, the state regulators, what percentage of regulatory actions will they be, you know, enforcing? I think that that's going to be really interesting. And the third thing is, you know, I'm a software provider, I'm a SaaS tool. And I do think we are really spiraling very quickly, possibly in the next 5 years, that you won't interact with my platform using a UI and clicking around and clicking the buttons. It's going to be interacted with by other AI agents that your company uses. That's something that we're building for at Warrant. We're building webhooks and an API so that we can integrate with, you know, these emerging technologies in marketing. But I do think that 5 years, 10 years, that's going to be the norm. Like, you just go on, you're like, create this one pager, Warrant checks it on the back end, and then you're like, oh, here's a client one pager based on something that we had done in the past. And that reality is honestly probably only like 3 years out.
Wow. Yeah, that is very interesting. Very interesting to think about it. So yes, you're using AI in your platform, but everyone's going to use AI all over the place. And to your point, from a compliance perspective, it's going to be important that you disclose to say, hey, this photo was generated by AI, right? To be able to make people aware of where AI is being used. So that will be very interesting to see how that's going to impact what Warrant does and how agentic AI is involved in that. So very interesting view of the future. Now, if that future becomes reality, what can people do today to get ready for that?
I think the first thing is really stay informed. So at Warrant, we have a newsletter called Marketers Most Wanted, which is super fun, where we tell everyone who got in trouble this week. But we're also tracking the regulatory developments on AI marketing and all other things that impact financial services and insurance marketing. It's never been more important to stay informed on the regulations, even if you're just an operator or a marketer. These things do affect us. So for instance, like the AI regulation I just alluded to, we had some state regulations popping up, and then the U.S. government snuck a single regulation, like a single line in the new beautiful budget bill. They stuck a line in there saying that federal only could do AI regulations for the next, I think it was between 5 to 10 years. So that's a huge change, and it just happened last week. So I think if you're not tracking this, you're already kind of farther behind. And the other example would be the buy now, pay later. We thought that there was going to be new regulations about buy now, pay later that were supposed to come into effect at the end of this year. Most buy now, pay later providers have already updated all of their disclosures, all of their marketing for those rules. And then that rule was taken away. I think it was 2 weeks ago now. So stay informed. That's the best way that your company is going to be able to ride this, you know, wave of different regulations. So that would be my number one, like, kind of piece of advice.
I think that is very important. And sometimes we tend to say, oh, you know what, that regulation, oh, it's dense information, I don't want to read it. But it is very important, especially in this point in time, because so many things are changing. So yeah, keep on top of that. That is probably a good point to wrap this up on. Thank you very much, Austin, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Great. And until next time, choose to be curious.